Find out how to pray ancient Hebrew blessings that will release miracles, healing, and prosperity into your life.
Do angels exist? Are healing miracles real? Is there life after death? Can people get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 25 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. My guests have an ancient secret, something that so few people understand, but this is the secret why so many Jewish people seem to be so blessed, and it's available to everyone today. My guests, Bill and Dorothy Jean Ligon. Bill, when you approached a traditional rabbi as a minister, a Christian minister, you wanted to find out about the spoken blessing. Why?
God told me to do it. He told me that the church was deficient, and the Christian church was deficient, whereas the Jewish faith had been able to experience God's favor because of the spoken blessing over them. And he told me to study and then to be a part of restoring the spoken blessing to the church.
Well, just out of curiosity, I wasn't that aware that so many Jewish rabbis were close friends with Christian ministers. How did this happen?
Well, he and I had been in the same city at one time, and I befriended him, and we became very close friends. And as a result of that, when I called him, I had an immediate invitation to come into his home and to study the principles of blessing with him.
Now, just out of curiosity, why, if let's say the parents of Christianity, we know it's Judaism, it's the Jewish roots, and Jewish people understood the spoken blessing, how come Christians, who were all Jews initially anyway, lost it?
Because by the third century, the clergy, the leaders of the churches, took the blessing away from the laity, and they said they were the only ones who could speak the blessing. And so the people stopped doing it. And then eventually many of the leadership in the churches stopped doing it too.
You know, it's almost like, and I know you happen to be a pastor and that's the last thing you want, but there's almost like a separation between pastors or rabbis and the people that attend the churches and attend the synagogue. But the Jewish way is God 24/7, Scriptures 24/7. What do you mean by the spoken blessing?
Well, that was God's plan for releasing his favor upon his people. The first thing God did after he created man and woman was to speak a blessing over them. He said, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth." It's found in the Bible in Genesis chapter 1. And then we find repeatedly through the Scriptures, through the Bible, that people spoke blessing. Jesus did that with his disciples. Moses did it. Abraham did it. Isaac did it. Jacob did it. All of the patriarchs did it. And so that's God's plan. God commanded Moses, as recorded in Numbers chapter 6 in the Bible, beginning in verse 23, to have Aaron and his sons speak blessing over his people. And in verse 27, he said, "And when you do, you will invoke my name, and I then will put my name on them. I'm going to bless them." So God has given us the responsibility of speaking blessing over people, and he says that he is there, and by doing so, we put his name on them. It's pretty awesome to think that God has given us that ability to put his name on people. And he says that he will be present, and he will bless them.
Okay. Now, you two have been doing this for many years. You've had time to find out, is it just a nice religious practice, or does it really make a difference in people's lives?
It's supernatural. It transforms people's lives. You see, God has given the spoken word as the way to impart His favor upon His people.
Okay, you have an example, which I see in my notes, that really, I think, is the most graphic example I have ever seen of the supernatural power from blessing people with words in the ancient Jewish manner. And there was a woman with a very strange birthmark. Tell me about that story.
That was interesting. She came to us a number of years ago. She had a V, a very distinct V in her forehead, a large V. She told us that when she was born, her mother cursed her, said that she would live under the curse, and gave her a name that started with V. We asked her to forgive her mother. She did. And then we began to lay hands on her and speak blessing over her. And the more we did, the more the birthmark faded, until finally when she left, the birthmark was gone.
That is really amazing. In other words, that spoken word was so powerful, it manifested in the natural when the curse was being removed with the blessings. But then it came back. Tell me about that.
Well, she went home and she began to, entertain the thoughts of resentment and repentance or anger against her mother. And I stayed in touch with her husband and encouraged him to have her go back and walk in the blessing, and for him to lay hands on her. As long as she walked in the blessing, the birthmark continued to stay away.
But when she would slip, it would come back.
It would begin to fade back in.
That is so phenomenal when you think about that,
it really
Dorothy
is.
Jane. I mean, can you picture that V? I mean, in a way, it's good, because I want to watch that I speak blessings with my mouth rather than curses, because I understand the power of words. We'll be back in just a moment, but let me explain something to you. The Liggins have found out that people are blessed financially, they're blessed in their marriages, they're blessed in their health, just by restoring the ancient spoken Jewish blessing. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Our world is rife with comparisons about what separates us. Day after day, we go about our lives with tunnel vision. But Scripture tells us how Messiah broke down the wall between Jew and Gentile. Log on to SidRoth.org today and learn how one new man is the key to unlocking God's greatest blessings.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
We've been robbed. Listen, coming from a traditional Jewish background, I know we bless everything. We even have a special blessing for broccoli. But somehow, as the church got institutionalized, it denuded itself of these ancient supernatural Jewish blessings. Now, Bill Ligon, a Christian pastor, God spoke to him one day and said, I want to bless my people. You must understand the ancient Jewish spoken blessing. And he began studying it with a traditional rabbi. He began then practicing what this rabbi had taught him. And over the years, he's seen tremendous miracles take place. For instance, there was a student that was failing everything. His parents were at their wits' end. They brought him in for counsel. What happened?
He failed the seventh grade completely and brought his first 6 weeks report card home, said, with all F's. At that point, his mother brought him to me, and she said, we've tried everything. We tried counselors, we tried punishment, we tried rewarding him. Nothing is working. So I had him sit with his parents, both of them, and I taught his parents how to speak the blessing, the spoken blessing, over him. But I also told him that he was now living under a curse, that his teachers were cursing him. He was the subject of conversation in the teacher's lounge. Oh, that boy, he'll never make anything out of himself. So I taught him to speak blessing. I had him do it until he had it memorized. And then after he had done it perfectly for me, I sent him the next day to school, and I said, now you go to every teacher at the hour, at the beginning of the hour, and you ask permission to speak to her. And so he did. He said, may I speak to you? Yes. I want you to know that I'm sorry for the way I've acted in your class. I ask you to forgive me. But you're a fine teacher. May the Lord raise you up to be the star teacher in the school system. And I had a whole series of blessings that he spoke over him.
He must have shocked those people. I mean, can you picture this guy's straight up failing, flunking out, no chance. And he walks up and he talks. I mean, did they believe him?
Well, one didn't. Most of the teachers did, but one teacher cursed him again. She said, "I don't believe a word you say. You're a liar. You'll never make anything out of yourself. You'll always be a failure." I had him ready. He waited until she was through, and he didn't react. And then he said, "I understand how you feel, and I'm sorry for that. But you're a fine teacher, and may the Lord raise you up to be the star teacher in this school system." And he spoke a whole series of blessings over again. And when he was through, she said, "Well, if you really mean that, perhaps we can try again." Now, every night and every morning, he was receiving blessing with the laying on of hands from his parents at home. So that boy finished that year with all A's and B's, went on to graduate from high school with A's and B's, was invited to enter into a school to train to be a jet pilot, became a jet pilot and started flying cargo jets for a company, made a lot of money, and eventually came back home and opened up his own factory in our town.
Now, that sounds a whole lot better than being a high school dropout, and that's where he was headed very fast. I mean, his whole destiny was changed, but it's not just areas like that. It has to do with physical healings. It has to do with women. Tell me about that 40-year-old woman that could not conceive.
Oh, my wife and I were teaching at a conference center, and this lady showed up, 40 years of age, sat at lunch with her parents right across from me, and began to tell her parents that she had just returned from the doctor's office. And the doctor had said, "Let's try one more procedure to see if you can get pregnant." She and her husband had been married 15 years without success, had spent thousands of dollars on doctors trying to get pregnant without success. And she said, "I told the doctor, I'm not going to spend any money. I'm just going to put it in the hands of God." At that point, I said, "You couldn't have asked anything any better or said anything any better. You need to find my wife and have her lay hands on you and speak the blessing that God spoke over Adam and Eve in Genesis 1:27. She did. She found my wife. My wife laid hands on her, spoke blessing over her womb, and she can tell you what happened.
But what happened, Dorothy Jean?
Well, in a few days, she conceived, and 9 months later, she had a beautiful son.
Well, this sounds wonderful, but would you call this a coincidence, or have you prayed for other women that could not conceive?
Oh, yes. I have babies everywhere.
Wait a second. Let's get this up. I don't know if that's what you meant to say.
Well, I mean, because of the Lord, laying hands on
babies. Grandbabies.
Yes, okay. Grandbabies.
Now, Bill, when you found out how important it is for a father to bless a child, your father didn't have the same revelation as you. He didn't understand the ancient Jewish way of the spoken blessing. And he although he was a good father, he didn't understand these things, and he died. Now you have this revelation. You can't go to your father. What did you do?
Well, I had a brother 20 years older than I who was not in church at all. The only time he would ever attend church would be if I was in his area preaching, he would come to hear his kid brother. But we were together with our wives one day in adjoining motel rooms, and we went over to his room, and I taught him about the blessing for a few minutes, and then I said, "Dad is deceased. Would you right now, I'm going to get down here in front of you, would you lay your hands on me and speak blessing over me?"
What do you mean you're going to get down in front of him?
I knelt down in front of him.
That's a pretty humbling thing, Bill.
Oh, yes. And I knelt in front of my brother, opened my hands up to God because I knew God was going to do it. And he said, "I don't know what to do." I said, "Well, just think of all the good things that you want for my wife and children and me and say, may the Lord bless you with. God said he would do it if you would just say it." And so he put his hands on me and did. And as he began to bless me and my family, he started weeping. And when he was through, I stood up and he knelt in front of me. And he said, "Now do it to me."
Was your brother a Christian?
No.
It sounded to me like almost a bonding was occurring with the two of you.
Yes. And he had rebuked a sister near his age for talking to him about God. And so I was able to lay hands on him and bless him. And then later on, several years later, he died of a heart attack. And when I went to his funeral, the minister said, "I guess you were concerned about your brother." I said, "Well, I was." He said, "Well, I want you to know that I got to know him, and I talked to him about God, and he committed his life to the Lord.
You know, what Bill has just said, what Dorothy Jean has just said, it's just scratching the surface. And that's why he has a whole cassette series as well as a workbook on imparting the blessing. It is a supernatural. I mean, wait till you hear the stories about what's happened to people's finances, what's happened to people's marriages. As a matter of fact, I want to find out what happened to Bill and Dorothy Jean Ligon's marriage. We'll be right back after this word.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Many viewers report testimonies of miracles, signs and wonders, and healings as a result of watching It's Supernatural.
I'm 14 years old. This morning, I watched It's Supernatural about angels, and warmth poured on me. It made me cry.
God healed me of stage 4 inoperable cancer. It is a real blessing to have It's Supernatural to watch each week.
If you've been touched through watching It's Supernatural, share your testimony at sidroth.org/praise.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Could it be that this mystery of the ancient Jewish spoken blessing is the solution to the divorces that are going on worldwide, the bad marriages that are going on worldwide? Bill and Dorothy Jean, you happen to be Christians, therefore you had a commitment to your marriage. Divorce wasn't an option. You were blessed in that your parents, both your parents, were not divorced. So in that, in this day and age, and you're not divorced, but that wasn't even an option for you. And there are many people that get divorced because they don't have a commitment. But then there are many people that have a commitment, but they don't have a bonding together. It's not what God really intended for their marriage. When you got the revelation of the spoken blessing, you started praying over your wife. Tell me what you did and what she did and what happened as a result.
Well, that's exciting, Sid, because, you know, commitment without emotional bonding is misery. And there are a lot of people who are living in misery, even though they're committed in their marriage. You know, I was raised in a home with, I was the youngest child, with a mother and a grandmother who lived with us and three older sisters, all of whom could pick me up and smack me anytime they wanted to. And then I married 48 and a half years ago, and I thought that this was going to be absolutely wonderful, but there was just something in me.
You had watched Hollywood a lot, so you knew that that's the way it's supposed to be.
But I married the real thing. I married a wife, and she was a wonderful girl, but I just wouldn't let her get too close, you know. I let her get close enough to hug her and kiss her anytime she'd let me, you know, but I mean emotionally close. And after getting into the principles of blessing and imparting blessing to our children, one day it dawned on us, we need to begin to bless each other. And Sid, when she began to lay hands on me every day, she's done it now for years. She did it this morning at the hotel. When she does it, every time something happens in my spirit. There was an impartation, and I began to experience an emotional bonding with her and she with me.
Dorothy Jean, I've heard what Bill has said. What about you? Do you really believe that that supernaturally made a difference in your intimacy emotionally with your husband?
Yes. For the first time, I had always really wanted to be very close to my husband because I was committed to him for the rest of my life. But I wanted more than just a physical. And so it was through the blessing, because there is a supernatural impartation. And it was his heart and his spirit being spoken over me. And I was beginning to feel the real Bill, to know really know who my husband was and what his heart was for me.
Now, that's from Dorothy Jean's viewpoint. I heard yours, but tell me again. Tell me what the difference is between you and Dorothy Jean as a result of the supernatural closeness from the blessing.
The difference is spiritual and emotional bonding. Mm-hmm. We had a commitment to each other, and we had a good, healthy relationship in our personality and in our physical life, but we did not have that emotional intimacy that we needed. And not only that, Sid, but I believe that it has sustained her in good health, because the Lord has healed her twice of cancer.
You bless her, how do you bless her in reference to her health?
Well, based on Romans 8 in the Christian New Testament, I say, may the same Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead quicken your body. May every cell and every nerve in your body be quickened with health and life and strength. And God begins to do things in her life. He gives her health. It's amazing to me the energy that she has to do the things that she does every day.
Dorothy Jean, you had cancer twice?
Yes.
And what do you think about this spoken blessing over your current health?
Well, I know it does impart strength to me. I mean, I have to take care of four little sweet babies, grandbabies, and boy, when they're busy, you're busy too. And I have my 90-year-old mother, plus our marriage and our church, and so it's just wonderful to see what I can do.
Now, tell me about Judge Ligon,
okay.
your oldest son.
Yes. Well, William was raised with a blessing after we learned about it, and now he has four children of his own, and so just little toddlers, even in the mother's womb, he began to read the Word of God and speak life and blessings over them, and so they're like little biddies. They come to him every morning before he leaves to go to work, and for him to lay hands on them and bless them. And now our 5-year-old and 3-year-old, they are bold enough and they'll go up and bless people. In fact, one Sunday in church, Bill asked for the men and to come forward for the blessing. And so I didn't know anything about this, but the little boy's grandson, they heard their daddy and their papa talking about blessing the men of the church. And they said, well, can we bless the men? And so they said, sure. So they put chairs up at the pulpit, and Will and Watt blessed the men of the church.
You have taught this for pastors' groups, John Hagee's group, Bill Gothard's group. And I remember when you taught the pastors at John Hagee, there was one inner city pastor. Tell me what happened to him by using these principles.
He attended one year. We taught them 7 years in a row for Pastor Hagee at his National Pastors Conference. He attended and went home and began to speak blessing over his people in the inner city, in his inner city church, the people who were struggling financially, the children were failing in school. He returned the next year to our next conference and said, can I tell what has happened to my church? He said, people began to have financial favor upon their lives. Businesses began to prosper as I spoke blessing. Children began to make better grades in school. And he said, literally, revival has broken out in our church.
Listen, I know what it is to have a father impart a blessing. Because of this teaching, I had my Orthodox Jewish father impart a blessing over me before he died. And guess what? He came to know the Messiah before he died. I believe, just as with Bill's brother, same thing happened with my father. There is something so supernatural, and many of you have never been blessed. Can I bless you with this ancient Jewish blessing? But I'm going to do it one step further. I am going to do the one new man blessing. You see, in the Spirit, there's no wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. We're one new man in the Messiah. So I'm going to grab Pastor Bill's hand, and you'll grab Dorothy Jean's. And just a few seconds, would you just look in the camera and pray just 20 seconds or so, 20 seconds, and then I will.
May the favor of the Lord rest on each one of you, and may the Lord release His blessing upon your life. May the name of the Lord be put upon you, and may you succeed in all that you do.
And may the Lord bless the labors of your hand. May the Lord bless your relationships with your household. And may the Lord quicken your heart to remember that life and death are in the power of your tongue. And may the peace of God dwell in your lives, in Jesus' name.
And may you be blessed in your spirit, in your soul, in every fiber of your being. May you experience friendship with the living God. May you experience the peace that passes anything you've ever comprehended. May you encounter your own encounter with the love of God. And there is no other name given unto men in which we must be saved, healed, delivered, and have intimacy with God. But the name in Hebrew, Yeshua, in English, Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu. Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness. In Yeshua's name I pray. Amen.
An unprecedented supernatural door has opened. Large numbers of Jewish people are suddenly accepting Jesus as their Messiah and Lord like never before. As Sid Roth conducts evangelistic meetings for Jewish people in North America, They Thought for Themselves is a supernatural book that God gave Sid Roth in a dream. It is written from a Jewish perspective with 10 Jewish people telling their own stories to other Jewish people. The book relates to them and penetrates them in a way nothing else can. Now, God has directed Sid Roth to bring this gospel message to 2 million Jewish people in America while this supernatural door remains open.
Please call the number on the screen right now and say, "Yes, Sid, I will join Project 77, adopting 7 Jewish people right now to lead them to Messiah." Most unsaved Jewish people don't have a believing family praying for them to come to know Jesus as their Messiah. When you call, you are saying, "I will pray for their salvation, and I'm providing each of them a copy of They Thought for Themselves." Your gift of just $77 will provide this powerful book to 7 Jewish people, and we will send you the names of your 7 Jewish families so you can hold them up in prayer.
In addition, we want to send you this beautiful keychain, a replica of the high priest's breastplate, which includes 12 stones, one for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. Just as the high priest would be reminded by his breastplate to intercede for Israel, the Jewish people, we pray that your keychain will remind you to hold up your 7 Jewish names in prayer every time you use your keys. Plus, when you call, you'll also receive your very own copy of the book, They Thought for Themselves. This book will stir your faith to believe God for your own family's salvation.
You may feel that God is directing you now to reach 77 Jewish households by giving $777. $777 to reach 77 Jewish households is like bringing the gospel to an entire Jewish neighborhood. In Genesis 12:3, God promises to bless those who bless the Jewish people. What blessing do you need? Family, salvation, health, more glory, finances? The heart of God at this moment is Jewish souls. Catch God's heart and watch His favor increase in your life.
Every day, Jewish people in America pass into eternity without ever hearing a clear presentation of the gospel. We must move while this supernatural door remains open.
And just as the door has opened supernaturally, it will close just as suddenly. Please call right now.
Call now with your $77 gift or your $777 gift and watch God extend His favor and blessings over your life. Call or give your gift on the web or send your check to It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278, offer number P77, or log on to sidroth.org/P77. Call or write today.